Lord, what will you find me doing? Luke 12:35-43. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed, and begins to beat the menservants and the maidservants and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will punish him and put him with the unfaithful. Matthew 24:44-46. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find doing so when he comes. Brothers and sisters, I woke up this morning with a holy tremor in my soul. The Lord dropped a question on me so heavy I almost couldn't get out of bed. When I come, what will I find you doing? Not what did you do last year? Not what are you planning to do someday when life slows down? No, when the sky cracks open, when the trumpet blasts, when the clouds roll back like a scroll, in that exact second, what will my eyes see you doing? That question hit me like cold water in the face, because the Bible doesn't say Jesus is looking for perfect people. He's looking for awake people, faithful people, people in the middle of doing what he told them to do. He doesn't want to find me scrolling in anger, nursing bitterness, feeding my flesh, curled up in self-pity, exploding on somebody because they cut me off in traffic, hiding in addiction, drowning in anxiety, counting somebody else's money, lusting after somebody else's spouse, gossiping about somebody else's failure, ignoring the person right in front of me who's hungry, broken, or lost. No, he wants to catch me in the act of righteousness, in the middle of kindness, in the middle of forgiveness, in the middle of generosity, in the middle of worship when nobody's watching, in the middle of speaking life, in the middle of praying for my enemy, in the middle of feeding the hungry, visiting the prisoner, clothing the naked, in the middle of loving the hell out of people, literally. Listen, church, the Lord is not coming back for a church that's resting on past obedience. He's coming back for a bride who's dressed, ready, and busy doing what he said. This is not about fear. This is about longing. I want him to catch me red-handed, loving like he loves. I want him to walk in and find me with mercy on my lips and compassion in my hands. I don't want him to find me spiritually asleep, drunk on entertainment, bloated on my own opinions, naked of good works. I felt the Holy Spirit say this morning, many of my children live like the wedding is delayed. They live like I'm not coming tomorrow. They live loose because they think grace is a hotel room where anything goes, but grace is a dressing room to get you ready for the groom. When he comes, will he find you feeding your appetites or feeding on my word? Building your kingdom or building mine? Holding grudges or holding babies? Cursing the darkness or lighting candles? Hiding your talent or multiplying it? In depression or in devotion? In anger or in awe? Blessed is that servant whom the master finds doing what he commanded, right in the middle of the mess, still faithful, still kind, still believing, still obeying. So I'm praying a dangerous prayer today, and I invite you to pray it with me. Lord, keep this question burning in front of my eyes every single day. When you return, what will you find me doing? Don't let me get comfortable in continuous sin. Don't let me get casual with continuous disobedience. Keep me dressed in readiness. Keep my lamp burning. Keep my hands busy with your business, because I don't want to be ashamed that you're coming. I want to hear you say, well done. I found you faithful. I caught you loving. I caught you serving. I caught you looking like me. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, and find us ready. Find us faithful. Find us doing exactly what you told us to do until the very second you split the sky. Amen.